Lecture topic, History of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال تعالى في مقام آخر من كان يظن أن لن ينصره الله في الدنيا والآخرة فليمدد بسبب إلى السماء ثم ليقطع فلينظر هل يذهبن كيده ما يغيظ صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, the relation that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoyed with Allah and the bond that existed between Allah and his Nabi, the parable of which cannot be given and the like of which cannot be explained, for the simple reason that a relation of this nature never existed between Allah and any other servant. So the bond that existed between Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unique in every regard. And perhaps it could be safely said that this was one of the contributing factors of making the noble life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so impressive that he himself had only become impressed with Allah. And Allah made it such that because of him only becoming impressed with Allah, Allah made his life impressive for humanity. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself said, لَيْتَكَ تَحْلُو وَالْحَيَاةُ مَرِيرًا وَلَيْتَكَ تَرْضَى وَالْأَنَامُ غِضَابُ وَلَيْتَ الَّذِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ عَامِرُ وَبَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْعَالَمِينَ خَرَابُ فَإِنْ صَحَّ مِنْكَ الْوُدُّ فَالْكُلُّ هَيِّنُ وَكُلُّ الَّذِي فَوْقَ التُّرَابِ تُرَابُ O my Allah, my only desire is that my relation with you must remain sweet and pleasant perpetually. If at times to maintain this relation, your demand is that I sever relation with everyone, meaning the entire creation, then I am telling you, O Allah, I am prepared to do that, provided my relation with you remains intact. One is to study the Quran to understand what was this relation between Allah and his Nabi and how Allah spoke to his Nabi. Allah says the kuffar made an intention, and amongst the many evil plots that they had with regard to the Nabi of Allah, وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرًا وَإِذًا لَاتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself in the hadith said, لَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا خَلِيلًا غَيْرَ رَبِّي لَاتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا That if I was to choose anyone for my friendship besides my Allah, I would have chosen Abu Bakr. However, the friendship that exists between me and Allah has occupied my heart so much that Abu Bakr is my companion, but my friend is only Allah. So this was the friendship from the Nabi of Allah. Then Allah showed his friendship. Allah said, these kuffar came to you with ulterior motives. And they told you, i'ti bi Qur'an in ghayri hadha aw baddil. Change this Qur'an, alter this Qur'an. And they came, layaftinunaka, they wanted to divert you from the wahi which we sent to you. Number one, the kuffar could not take the criticism that the Qur'an makes mention of their idols. This was a very bitter pill for them to swallow. And number two, on a subtle note, the praises of Allah, this is also something they couldn't take. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَحْدًا وَلَّوْا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا Perhaps they would listen to the Qur'an, but when it came to the time of praising Allah, they couldn't listen. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدًا اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ مِن دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ When mention of Allah was made, then immediately used to see their faces. The symptoms that it would manifest was of disapproval. Friends and elders, many a times we should also ponder and think, we are also guilty of this. We are sitting at a function, and perhaps someone is entertaining us with sports, or someone is entertaining us with politics. It's all nice and it's entertaining. Here comes in a person with the discussion of Allah. two or three or half their gathering immediately leaves, and the other half that is there, they lose interest in the discussion. Why? Because now mention has been made of Allah. يَكَادُونَ يَسْتُونَ بِالَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. Allah says another sign of this kuffar was when Allah's name was mentioned. You could see those disapproval symptoms on their face, and they felt like choking the man that was telling them about Allah. So they came to Nabi alayhi salatu was salam to impress on Nabi alayhi salam that he must either change this Quran or he must get rid of those verses that are speaking bad of their idols. And they came and they presented various things to Nabi alayhi salam. إِن كُنْتَ إِنَّمَا تُرِيدُ بِمَا جِئْتَ مِنْ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ مَالًا جَمَعْنَا لَكَ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا حَتَّى تَكُونَ أَغْنَى قُرَيْشٍ مَالًا وَإِن كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ بِهِ مُلْكًا مَلَّكْنَاكَ عَلَيْكَ إِن كَانَ إِنَّمَا بِكَ الْبَاعَ فَاخْتَرْ أَيَّ نِسَاءِ قُرَيْشٍ شِئْتَ فَلْنُزَوِّجْكَ عَشْرًا. That if you want wealth, we'll make you the wealthiest man. If you want women, we will present 10 women. You will select them or you can have all. If you want leadership, you will be our leader. حَتَّى لَا نَقْطَى أَمْرًا دُونَكَ. Your decision will be final. Allah says, if they had to succeed in influencing you and impressing you, وَإِذَا لَتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا, then they would have made you, O my Habib, their beloved friend. But you are my friend, so I made sure they can't impress you. You are my friend. وَلَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لَقَدْ كِدْتَ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا إِذَا لَأَذَقْنَاكَ ضِعْفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَضِعْفَ الْمَمَاتِ. Allah said, I kept you firm at this juncture, and I held you, and I protected you, and I kept you in my care. Otherwise, you would have slightly inclined. And had you inclined, they would have grabbed you. But I didn't even allow your mind to incline, never mind your thoughts or your actions. Why? Because you are my friend. This was the bond that existed between Allah and His Nabi. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Stand up in the night. The others can sleep. You must speak to me. نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. The Quran has been revealed to you. And I'm going to make it easy for you also. Initially, when the Quran used to be revealed, then the Nabi of Allah used to read. And he used to read while Jibreel is reading to him. So with the hope that he doesn't forget, at the same time to listen to Jibreel's recitation, Allah said, oh my Nabi, this is not for you. Perhaps the Hafiz memorizing the Quran, he can go through that difficulty. سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. We will read and you will listen and we will commit it to your memory without any effort on your part. You only do one thing and say, رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Allah, give me more knowledge. Nothing else. سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Yes, those ayat which we intend to abrogate, we will erase from your memory. Do not hasten. Do not put yourself in any problems. Do not exert yourself. Do this much. Ask me, oh Allah, increase and I will increase. But you won't have to go through the difficulty of memorizing. We will commit it to your memory. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. Stand up in the night and perform tahajjud. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. And in place of this tahajjud, we are going to give you the praise platform where humanity in its entirety will be compelled to acknowledge your excellence. In the hadith of the Shafa'at al-Kubra, where the entire creation will go from Nabi to Nabi to intercede, one possible way was to go directly to the Nabi of Allah and he would have answered the question. But Allah will make it such that they will go to Nabi and they will come to Nabi alayhi salam after they will realize that no Nabi can assist them appreciating the value of Nabi alayhi salam. The other way was to go direct to Nabi alayhi salam. That entire creation says, let's go to Nabi alayhi salam and he will help us. No, Allah will direct the creation to Musa alayhi salam. The Quran spoke about Musa. كَلَّمْنَاهُ تَكْلِيمًا. Allah spoke about Musa. Musa is that person who even chased the angel of death. Musa is that person who referred the Nabi of Allah in Mi'raj. Let's go to Musa and see how he can help us in this dilemma and predicament. Musa alayhi salam will say, وَلَيْسَ يَهُمُّنِ الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا نَفْسِي. I have my own problems to solve with Allah. You can go to someone else. Why don't you speak to Ibrahim alayhi salam? The Quran doesn't tire praising him. They will come to Ibrahim, he will say, Inni kadibtu thalatha kadibat. There are three lies that I spoke in this dunya, which I recall, which gives me a shiver. It doesn't give me the courage to take your plight before Allah. Yes, Ibrahim Khalilullah, who had not spoken a lie, I haven't got time to discuss. He doesn't find himself capable to present the plight of the ummah before Allah. You and I, whose businesses are functioning on lies, friends and elders, what face will we stand up with before Allah? Nabi alayhi salam says that false oath will perhaps promote that item. That false oath will perhaps promote that item. But rest assured, as soon as you bring lies in your business, Allah says, I pull out. Either keep honesty and I will stay, or bring lies and I pull out. Man halafa ala yameen, in the riwayat of Bukhari, man halafa ala yameen wa huwa fiha fajir, laqiya Allah wa huwa anhu mu'rid. The man who lies to promote his items, Allah says, you will come before me and I will turn my face, you will want to see me and I don't want to see you. That Allah for whom we read namaz, for whom we fasted, for whom we tired ourselves, are we going to miss that opportunity? The kafir will see Allah on the day of Qiyamah in such a frightening scene that in the riwayat of Bukhari they will say, we seek protection from you, you are not our Allah. And Allah speaks about this torment of the kafir. Kalla innahum ar rabbihim yawma idhin lamahjubun. Kalla innahum ar rabbihim yawma idhin lamahjubun. Like sometimes you walk home and you look at your wife, say, you're not my wife, Mac. And after half an hour, she says, that's better. That looks more like my wife or my son. He will look at Allah in anger. He will say, you are not my Allah. Allah says, where the punishment of Jahannam will suffice, remember the punishment of being deprived of the countenance of Allah will be nothing less for a kafir. It will be nothing less. They will go from Nabi to Nabi, and then they will come to Nabi alayhi salam. Perform tahajjud nafilatan lak. This is extra for you. The ulama in detail have explained what is meant by being extra for Nabi alayhi salam. Allah says exclusively for Nabi alayhi salam. Whereas tahajjud is extra for one and all. Friends and elders, if you and I perform tahajjud namaz, then it will serve as an atonement for our wrong, to compensate for our weaknesses and our deficiencies. The Nabi who is flawless and faultless, who has no deficiencies, his tahajjud is not there to patch up or cover up. There's nothing to patch up. It's only sawab. Everything of his, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, Allah told Dawood, before I have created him, I have pardoned him. Study the ahadith and you will realize all the good intentions that Allah had with insan, Allah kept it for the time when his Nabi will come. I'll cook biryani, but the day my husband comes back from Jamaat. I will bake the cake the day my son returns. Allah said, I will blow the winds of hidayat the day my Nabi comes. I will blow the winds of hidayat. Open. Sammaytukal mutawakkil. O my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have kept your name, the one who perpetually relies on me. Laysa bifaddin wala ghaleedin wala sakhabin fil aswaq. La yadfa'u sayyi'a bisayyi'a walakin ya'fu wa yaghfir. La yaqbiduhu Allahu ta'ala hatta yaftah bihi a'yunan umya, adhanan summa, quluban ghulfa. Usaddiduhu bikulli jameelin wa ahabu lahu kull khuluqin kareemin. Aj'alu as-sakinata libasahu wat taqwa zamirahu wal hikmata mantiqahu was sidq wal wafa'a tabi'atahu. Ahmad isma Nabiy alayhi salam. Allah praise him in every scripture. I will endow him, bless him, favor him, honor him, elevate him with every good quality. Friends and elders, every unique quality in any sahabi was a reflection of that quality of a much greater level in the life of Nabi alayhi salam. If you are admiring the modesty of Uthman radiallahu anhu, then the riwayat of Bukhari says, kana ashadda haya'an min al-adhra. My Nabi had more modesty than a virgin girl. If you are admiring the sternness of Sayyidina Umar, then the sternness of Nabi alayhi salam when it came to the ahkam of Allah, the parallel of which is not found in history. Any Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, wakana rajulan bakka'a, it comes, he used to cry. When he was making hijrat, to Habasha, to preserve his iman, and he came to Barkul Ghimat, and he met Ibn al-Daghina. In the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. So Ibn al-Daghina told him, أين تريد يا أبا بكر؟ Oh Abu Bakr, where are you off to? فَإِنَّ مِثْلَكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ لَا يَخْرُجْ وَلَا يُخْرَجْ. People like you can't leave Makkah and people like you can't be driven out of Makkah. Where are you off to? Says, no, the kuffar have not allowed me to perform and worship my Allah. So I am going to Habsha where I will worship my Allah. So Ibn al-Daghina says, no, you are in my safety and my security. You return back to Makkah, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ بِبَلَدِكَ, and you worship your Lord in your land. And he came back to Makkah and he gathered the people and the Quraysh and he says, how can you take a man like this out, such a noble man? And then he used the same words which Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha used for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. إِنَّكَ لَتَّسِلُ الرَّحِيمُ وَتَعْدُ الْمَكْسُوبُ. You help the needy, you help the destitute, you join ties, you help one and all. The same description Ibn al-Daghina gives to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So the kuffar said, alright, no problem. أَجَرْنَا بِجِوَارِكَ. We accept and honor your security that you have extended to Abu Bakr. But one problem we have with Abu Bakr, he reads Quran very beautiful. And when he reads, Inna naqsha an yaftina nisa ana wa abana ana. When our women and children listen to him, they are captured by his melodious voice And the chance is great fitna will happen when they listen to his voice. Mur Aba Bakrin falyabud rabbahu fi darihi. Tell Abu Bakr he must sit in his house and in a soft and a discreet way he must make his ibadat. As a matter of fact, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was a soft natured person. While speaking, another riwayat comes to mind under the commentary of this verse where Allah says, وَلَا تَجَهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ وَلَا تُخَافِتْ بِهَا وَبْتَغِ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ سَبِيلًا. Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Umar were reciting Quran at the time of Tahajjud. Nabi alayhi salam came. Umar radiallahu anhu is reading loud, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is reading soft. Nabi alayhi salam called Abu Bakr and said, Abu Bakr, you're reading very soft. Why? He says, that being for whom I'm reading, he has heard me. So I don't need to read louder. Nabi alayhi salam called Umar. Says, Umar, why are you reading so loud? He says, I'm chasing shaitan. And I'm tired, so I'm chasing sleep also. These two things come in the riwayat of Tirmidhi. I'm chasing shaitan and I'm chasing sleep. Early part of the morning. So Nabi alayhi salam told Abu Bakr, Umar, you tone down. And Abu Bakr, you raise your voice slightly. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was a very soft, passive natured person. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu agreed and he says, alright, I come back to Makkah, I take your shelter, I will stay in my house and make ibadat. Thumma bada li Abi Bakrin. But iman cannot be suppressed, friends. You can't suppress iman when it's developed. Yes, when it's not developed and it is not made like our iman, then at times you can forsake it, never mind suppress it. Allah speaks about the variety of mankind. Just the other day teaching in madrasa and Allah put this thought in my mind. Allah speaks about the many types of people that He has created. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّبِعُ كُلَّ شَيْطَانٍ مَرِيدٍ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَسْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ رَءُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah, in every verse Allah speaks, some of insan is like this, some are like this, some are like this, some are like this, some do this, some do this, some act like this, some, like an ustad says, some students are like this, some students, a father says, some children are like this, some. Allah says, some of my servants are like this, some are like this, some are like this. Some are those that say, amanna billah, we brought iman on Allah, but Allah says, I'm telling you, they are not believers. Some come to Nabi alayhi salam, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. They come and they impress on Nabi alayhi salam that I love you. يُعْجِبُكَ, whose speech is striking, whose words are eloquent. That refers to a munafiq by the name of Akhnas bin Shuraiq. He used to come in the company of Nabi alayhi salam and he used to say, I love you. وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ. Allah's qasam, there's no one I love more than you. And Allah says, وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. There's nobody that lies more than him also. Friends and elders, then Allah says, these were those that were false in their claim, those that were lying. Then came the time of those that were genuine. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ بِتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. There were those people who said, we love you, and they were genuine about it also. Allah speaks about those also. This verse was revealed regarding Suhaib radiallahu anhu. Allah make us amongst those people and not amongst that munafiq who claimed love and submission but was far from it. In the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif and the Kitab al-Shurut, first volume in the chapter of Hudaybiyah, where Urwa ibn Mas'ud prior to accepting Islam came for the negotiations on the occasion of Hudaybiyah, and then he came and he only observed the submission of Sahaba to Nabi alayhi salam, and he just looked and he observed and he learned. And he went back and he said, وَاللَّهِ مَا تَنَخَّمَ نُخَامَةً إِلَّا وَقَعَتْ فِي كَفِّ رَجُلٍ مِّنْهُمْ فَدَلَكَ بِهَا وَجْهَهُ وَجِلْدَهُ وَإِذَا أَمَرَهُمْ إِبْتَدَرُوا أَمْرَهُ وَمَا يُحِدُّونَ إِلَيْهِ النَّذْرَ تَعْظِيمًا لَهُ وَإِذَا تَوَضَّأَ كَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَى وَذُوئِهِ. Allah's qasam, when that Nabi spit, the spit couldn't even come close to the ground, never mind touch the ground, there were hundreds to grab it. فَدَلَكَ, this is the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, Kitab al-Shurut, first volume. فَدَلَكَ بِهَا وَجْهَهُ وَجِلْدَهُ. He would take that saliva and then rub it on his entire body. وَإِذَا تَوَضَّأَ كَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَى وَذُوئِهِ. When he used to perform wudu, they used to fight for his water. And if perchance he could not get the water, then the companion would take his hand and rub it on the moist hand of his brother, who managed to get a drop or two from the Mubarak body of Nabi alayhi salam. And then he would rub that water on his entire body. وَمَا يُحِدُّونَ إِلَيْهِ النَّظْرَ تَعْظِيمًا لَهُ. In their entire life, they never took the courage to lift their gaze to that Mubarak face. Friends and elders, if Allah speaks about the light of a believer in the Quran by being so radiant, that Allah says every believer in the Quran, Allah makes mention on the day of Qiyamah, will possess so much light, that the munafiqeen will tell the believers, وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. The munafiqeen will tell the believers, please look at us, we need to get some light from you. This is how bright and how radiant every believer's face will be. If this is the radiance and the brilliance one ordinary ummati will give off on the day of Qiyamah, what words can describe the brilliance and the countenance of Nabi alayhi salam? It's beyond understanding, beyond our comprehension. The brilliance that Allah Pak has kept in the life of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha says, the love that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had for his ummah, this is the love they had for him. And the love that Nabi alayhi salam had, many a times when he wanted to do something, Nabi alayhi salam's love was ibadat. He says, we love food, sleep, luxury, leisure, pleasure. Nabi alayhi salam's love was ibadat. And naturally for anybody to control himself in something which he loves is very difficult. A person to stop sleeping is very difficult. For a person who's smoking to stop smoking is very difficult. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam loved deen. For him to part or to reduce the level of his amal is very difficult because deen is beloved. But Aisha radiallahu anha says so many amal he loved to do, but he only left it with the fear that it mustn't become farz on his ummah. As much as he loved it, and he did not want to part with it, but he only left it. إِنَّهُ لَيَدَعُ الْعَمَلِ. Nabi alayhi salam used to leave an action so that this action must not become compulsory on the ummah. My respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, before he did an action, he thought of us. Come, let's we also do the same thing, that before we do something, we think of him. Before I put the blade on that beard, let me also think. Before I bring the method of kufar in my house, let me think. Before he did that, he thought of me. Let me think of him. Where is love? Where is love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? وَمَا يُحِدُّونَ النَّدْرَ إِلَيْهِ تَعْظِيمًا لَهُ. The Sahaba Ikram did not love their gaze. Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, when he was leaving this dunya and he was giving the description of the love that he had for Nabi alayhi salam, he said, وَاللَّهِ لَوْ سُئِلْتُ أَنْ أَنْعَتَهُ مَا أَتَقْتُ لِأَنِّي لَمْ أَكُنْ أُتِيقُ أَنْ أَمْلَأَ عَيْنَيَّ إِجْلَالًا لَهُ. I lived in the company of Nabi alayhi salam for years, but if someone had to tell me, describe the Nabi alayhi salam's external appearance, I would have excused myself and said that I haven't taken the courage to lift my eyes on that blessed face. I don't know how to look at him. إِجْلَالًا لَهُ, for his honor and his izzat. نُصِرْتُ بِالرَّعْبِ مَسِيرَةَ شَهْرٍ. Nabi alayhi salam was aided by Allah, guided by Allah, protected by Allah. Allahu Akbar, the ayat karima I recited in the beginning. For you and I to understand the love that the Nabi of Allah possessed for his Nabi. Friends and elders, many a times we love someone, but just because of people becoming jealous, we have to reduce the expression of our love. Father tells his son, I love you, but I'm not going to tell you Jazakallah in front of your brothers, they're going to get offended. So on a quiet note, I'll tell you, I appreciate what you're doing, but in front of your brothers, I don't want to overreact. Ustad tells his students that I can't tell you, you know, the children, I think I'm going to favor you, so I rather just leave it quiet. Allahu Akbar. But what did Allah say regarding Nabi alayhi salam? Allah put this thought in my mind yesterday while teaching in madrasa. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, I love my Nabi, and I'll keep on loving my Nabi. I'll help my Nabi, and I'll keep on helping my Nabi. If you have a problem with it, مَنْ كَانَ يَظُنُّ أَنْ لَنْ يَنْصُرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ بِسَبَبٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ ثُمَّ لْيَقْطَعْ فَلْيَنْظُرْ هَلْ يُذْهِبَنَّ كَيْدُهُ مَا يَغِيظُ. I will help him and I'll continue helping him. I love him and I'll continue loving him. If you can't see it and your heart is burning, then Allah says, I give you a plan. This is the words of the Quran and the commentary. Take a rope and hang it on the roof, and then strangle yourself and commit suicide, because I'll never leave my Nabi. I will never forsake my Nabi. And after doing that, Allah says, هَلْ يُذْهِبَنَّ كَيْدُهُ مَا يَغِدْ. See if this plan of yours will put an end to your anger, because it will not put an end to my love for my Nabi. There's two tafsirs to this ayah. One is this, which is totally authentic. Brothers can refer to all tafsirs. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah has made mention of it in Ma'arif al-Quran.
The other tafsir is that he who fears Allah will not help his Nabi, tell him to take a rope and put it on the sky. فَلْيَمْدُدْ بِسَبَبْ. يَمْدُدْ means to stretch. سَبَبْ means a string, a rope. سَمَا means the sky. ثُمَّ الْيَقْطَعْ. Then according to his foolish thoughts and ideas, tell him if he can see and he can terminate revelation, which he can't do. So why is he upset and why is he harboring jealousy? I love my Nabi and I love the deen of my Nabi. And Allah says, مُتِمُّ. Allah will complete his deen and Allah will perfect the deen. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Even if the kafir don't want to see Arabia becoming Muslims, Allah says, I'm going to bring that day where the whole dunya becomes Muslims. I got nothing to do with those that are jealous. I love my Nabi and I will not reduce the level of love that I have. I love him. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Our decree has been made that every prophet will be guided by Allah, protected by Allah, aided by Allah. Friends and elders, the topic that I wanted to speak, I haven't yet started with. I wanted to focus.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.